Welcome to another episode of Now About That with James and Sarah. I'm James.
And I'm Sarah.
Sarah's making weird faces over there. She's having computer issues, body issues, brain issues, issues.
Always. Always and forever. This is how this works.
So this has been a rough week because things happened and the world, well, America is, as we already kind of already realized, is garbage and worse than what we thought, apparently.
Way worse than what we thought it was.
So Sarah and I decided, to hell with it. We're going to have fun this week. I think we're going to talk about drinking on the podcast and then just watching YouTube videos or something like that. And yep. I'm drinking a coffee, so that's what I'm drinking.
I am partaking in other activities. Yeah.
But I do think that what I have done is I downloaded a few of my favorite TikTok videos, and I thought we could listen to them and watch them and then laugh and just have a good time, because this week has been shit.
This has been one of the worst weeks of my life. So yes, please, I would like to laugh.
So what I'm going to do is share my screen.
Oakley doakley.
And what we can do is share with sound. Let's see. Stereo high fidelity. Optimize for video sharing. And share.
Wow.
So these are my favorites videos. I've downloaded, I think there's probably like 10 or 20 that I've downloaded. We don't have to watch all of them, although they're all like less than a minute or so long. Well, this one's 20 seconds. Most of them are less than a minute or so long. A lot of them, and I can't see your face because it apparently doesn't want me to see your face, I guess.
Okay, I can see your face.
There we go. I got it. Whenever I shared my screen, it hid the meeting. Oh. So it's fixed now. So what I've done is just went through there. So on TikTok, you can like, and I've realized after a certain number of likes, it removes your likes from older videos.
It does.
So I've lost them. So instead of liking them, and this is kind of a trick for you people, instead of liking them, you can favorite them. There's a little like bookmark that you can put on it, and that keeps them in your favorites, because I have stuff from like 2022. That are in there, so it doesn't get rid of them unless the video gets taken down. Then it does get rid of them, obviously. So a lot of these videos are, there's a few of them that are from IMHO, which is I don't really know if it's a podcast, it's a YouTube podcast show, and it's IMHO stands for In My Homosexual Opinion.
I love that.
It's a fun video. I think we've seen a couple of TikToks, or I've shared you a couple of TikTok videos of their show.
Yes, I think you have.
Darby and Alexis P. Bevels. Love them. They're hilarious. So we'll watch a few of those. But this first one really sums up how I feel when people talk about their children in the office. I'm going to start playing it now. Hopefully you can hear it okay, and it's not crazy loud on your side.
Carol, nobody cares about your kids. Showing your kids at the workplace is not a good call. Now, her kids are very boring specifically. So please put your phone away. Don't ever do that again. Carol, Jesus.
So that is by a group called ClickUp. And they do a lot of funny like videos about office space stuff.
Love that.
And I totally agree. Stop showing pictures of your fucking kids. I hate children. Especially while I'm in the office.
Please show me pictures of your kids.
You can show them to Sarah. That's fine.
I love kids.
Don't show them to me. So this next video, I don't really know what the hell is happening. So just for context for listeners, there's a woman standing in it looks like probably like the Bronx or Brooklyn. And she has a toilet costume on where it's a person sitting on the toilet. And I think she's doing a TikTok dance or something, but it goes wrong. So we'll watch it real quick.
Oh, no.
Fuck!
my God. I mean, fair.
That's so fair. Funny.
That was really rude. He like clearly saw that she was getting ready to do a thing.
Yeah, so that video was from Honey Hunch, H-U-N-N-C-H, zero. It was just, I lost it when I first saw it. So this next video is from Bob the Drag Queen, and it's from a live stream that they did a few, like several years ago, back when she was still living in New York City.
Is that Mateo Lane?
It's Mateo Lane. So it has, Mateo Lane is on the far left, Bob is in the middle, and then Peppermint is on the right.
Love.
So they're doing a live stream. They're getting ready to kind of switch to a new video. It's where they used to play video games on live stream to raise money for, I don't remember what it was for, but it was something like Black Queer Awareness, something like that. So it's a short video, 19 minutes. I say it all the time. It's hilarious. So we're just going to quickly watch it.
So you're like a cute little blob person and you're against another.
You see a cute little black person?
Blob. And you have to race against other blobs.
Race?
So I can't remember what his name is, but it's Bob's boyfriend that's kind of helping moderate it. And he's explaining the video game that they're going to be playing. And it's called, I can't remember what it was called, but it's like these little people that you like race and they're like little blobs. And he... And Bob heard black, you know, cute little black person. And I love Peppermint's response. Race? I say it all the time to Ryan. Anytime we hear someone say the word race. So that's from Bob the Drag Queen. And then this next one is a 14 second video of how I feel whenever I'm having a bad day and I just want something and I get the wrong thing.
Yep.
First thing in the morning.
So that one is from Best of Karen One, and I'll put, so what I'll probably do with this is put a link to my TikTok account in the podcast so that I don't have to share all of these links, because there's like I said, 20 of them, and we wouldn't be able to put them all in. And I will actually unhide my favorites, so if anyone wants to go and look at some of these videos, they're all on my favorites on my TikTok, and it is it linked in the description of the podcast this week. This next one is so cute. I love this. So this little dog, I don't know if they were like, I think they were adopted into this family, and they started out not really being sure about music. And anytime they would play, it would kind of scare him. But now anytime they play, he is like in the room and he just vibes along to the music. It is so sweet. So it's from Billy.the.talking.puppy. Cutest video.
Sounds like to them. Like,
I don't know.
I wonder if there's like any studies that we've done to like see.
Well, there are like dedicated channels on YouTube that are for like relaxing music for dogs that you can play while you're out.
I know that, but like that doesn't tell me what it sounds like to them, though.
Which I don't think we could ever really know what it sounds like, but it's like, what do you think that dog is thinking? Like, he's just sitting there loving this music, just, and you can tell he's like just completely relaxed. And there's a lot of videos on their channel or their TikTok page where it's just him listening to music and just like sleeping, vibing, like, yeah. It's almost like he in a past life was a musician and he just feels home.
Speaking of music, the fucking newest Chopin dropped after 200 years, like being lost in like a library. That's so wild because we talked about before on the channel about the new Mozart that came out. And like now we have a new Chopin and I'm just like, oh my God, what's next? A new Beethoven? A new Bach? Because like, I'm down. I'm so down. I'm very excited about it. Yeah. I'd be even more excited if we found a new Liszt because I do love me some Liszt. But anyway, sorry. The effects have kicked in. And so now I'm feeling very chatty and very excited.
All right. Well, there you go. So the next one is just really funny. I think it's a hilarious video and you're probably, I don't know if you're going to laugh as much as I did, but it's from Hi, the number 5, if you're still alive. And you, Y-O-U-R-E, still alive.
All the media when I was a kid was like, it's okay to be unique, it's okay to be yourself, and now look at me, a freak with bad credit. Fuck you, bird from Sesame Street, I hope someone cooks you.
The last part really gets me every time. Fuck you, bird from Sesame Street. I hope someone eats you.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
Oh, this one's just fun and cute.
F is for fire that burns down the whole town. U is for uranium bombs. N is for no survivors.
Yes. And that's from, who is that from? Panda...
Pandemonium.
Pandemonium Tales.
Yes, Pandemonium Tales. But it's pandemonium is spelled like actual panda and then
monium. Okay, so here's the first one that's from In My Homosexual Opinion, IMHO the show.
She was like, that's the worst thing to happen since Romeo and Juliet. Her wig slipping off is worse than a suicide. Or no, wait, it's... Yeah, it was just double sueys. Double sueys?
The way that they react to each other sometimes is hilarious. And just double sueys.
Double sueys. Yep. Yep, yep.
I don't know why I saved this one. I don't think I meant to. So we're going to skip it. But here's another one where it's Alexis P. Bevels is talking about auditioning, in quotes, for therapy.
I just had an audition for a therapist, and I think it went well, and I got a call back on Monday.
Did you do your 8-step?
I did 8 bars of my favorite audition song.
Go for it. Give it to us.
I'm the guy they call Little Mickey Mouse. Got a sweetie down in the chicken house. Neither fat nor skinny, she's my horse's Winnie. She's my little Minnie Mouse. When it's feeding time for the animals, and they howl and growl like the cannibals, I just turn my heel to the hen house steel, and you'll hear me sing this song. Oh, the old hound dog with his bow wow wow. The old hound dog with his bow wow wow. The crow's caw caw and the mule wee-haw. Gosh, what a record like an old buzzsaw. I can hear the whistle cuckoo whistle cuckoo, and I hear the diddle cock-a-doodle doo doo. But the cows and the chickens, they all dance like the dickens when I hear my little Minnie's you.
That wow. Sounded vaguely racist. Well, thank you for that. I'm glad. I'm sure the therapist will sign you after that.
That sounded vaguely racist. And I would have to agree.
Yeah, no, I agree. It does sound vaguely racist. I got a little scared for a second there, thinking it sounded like a little rapey too. I was like, ooh.
A little bit, yeah.
I was like,
Oh, and this one is, it's only 7 seconds. Okay. So we've talked about this in the past, and it's been on the podcast, but it's...
Oh my God, yes.
It is T.S. Madison on The Bald and the Beautiful.
Smiling makes my face thick.
Sorry, I forgot that I didn't do that one because we've talked about it in the past, but this one is, it's actually a fun video that I just share because whenever I'm annoyed.
Even smiling makes my face thick.
And that's Dr. Frankenfurter from Rocky Horror Picture Show, and it's just the way I feel sometimes.
Yeah, that's the way I feel sometimes too.
Oh, and then from the Darcy Michael, hilarious comedian, and he's always like super high talking about, he's like, sometimes you'll see him where he has like an ADHD moment where he forgets to do something, or his husband will say ADHD pop quiz, and he just completely forgets. And one time he carried a basket home from the store, like the actual basket you take around with you and shop while you're in the store.
Oh no!
Didn't even realize it until he got home and his husband was like, "What did you steal from the store?" He goes, "I didn't steal anything."
Oh my God.
So this isn't that video, but this is when they were doing wedding dress shopping with their daughter. And this is his response.
Stop it. I'm not crying because I'm sad she's getting married. I'm crying because that last dress was fucking hideous.
So it was kind of quiet. I don't know if everyone could hear it, but it was basically, I'm not crying because she's getting married. I'm crying because that last dress was fucking hideous. Oh, I love him so much. He's so hilarious. This one is it's borderline inappropriate, as in could be taken as racist. And it's from Living Single. So it used to be, it was a TV series in like the 90s, the early 90s, maybe late 90s, actually. I don't really know when it was on. And it says, this scene from Living Single was not scripted. So this is completely off the cuff. And for some context, before we get into the next part, this one of the ladies that live in the apartment walks in, and she's wearing a very like African inspired dress and head wrap.
Also, for context, for those who don't know what Living Single is, it was a show about Black people, primarily Black women. Yeah. So
it was kind of like the better African American version of Friends or Will and Grace, where it was about these four people that lived together, these four single women that lived together, and like their antics in their life.
And I don't know why that's not a show that I watched growing up, because most of the shows I watched growing up were featuring Black people primarily, like Fresh Prince of Bel-Air and Family Matters and, you know, all that. So I'm kind of surprised, actually.
Yeah.
I didn't watch that growing up. Anyway.
Sorry, I'm answering Ryan. I asked him something because I'm going to talk about something that he told me last night because I thought it was hilarious.
So you're asking permission?
No, I was asking him to remind me what the word he said was instead of what it was actually. Talk about that here in a second. But this next video is from Naturally Melanie, and it's a hilarious video. I think they do like a couple of videos where they try to make each other not laugh. And it's one of those where they write something down or they say something and you're not supposed to laugh at it. And if you do, you get kicked out.
It takes 8 wipes to know it took.
So just for context, why Sarah is laughing in this video, it's this woman trying to say something and she's having a really hard time not laughing. And then it just keeps panning to the other people in the group, showing that they're trying to figure out why she's laughing. And then the next bit will be her finishing it.
Oh my God.
She's crying.
Crying from trying not to laugh. So See, I would have failed immediately.
It takes 8 wipes to know it only took 7.
Because that 8th wipe, ouch.
Accurate.
Oh, this one. Okay, I love this woman. She's so funny. So it's
I love it too.
Oh, I don't really know how to say the name.
Otako Yakisoba.
Okay. So it's his channel or his podcast or TikTok page. And he has his mom on there a lot. And the next two are going to be her. And so she's talking about her thoughts on Beauty and the Beast.
I say it again and again, Beauty and the Beast is not a cute love story. He turned into a beast because he was mean to a homeless person. Strike one. Instead of helping Ben's father who was lost, he captured him and made him a prisoner. Strike two. Instead of releasing the father, he captures Ben. Strike three. He never learned his lesson. The witch must come back and make the beast permanent. Not redeeming and forgiving. If you kidnap me and you are a dog, I will not forgive you. Can you imagine falling in love with a kidnapper that is a dog? I feel like you're victim blaming Belle a little bit for falling in love with a beast. I'm not victim blaming. I feel bad for Belle. I also feel bad for the teacup, the clock, the cabinet, the TV, the electric pan. I don't feel bad for the beast. I don't care. He looks like Michael B. Jordan. Maybe I will forgive. Don't you think in the end he should be redeemed? Because, you know, his heart softened and then he's no, like, no, he's not even cute as a human. How about all the objects that want to be human again, Max? He's the only hope. He's hopeless. Find another hope. The moral of the story, don't marry a dog that gives you a library.
Wow.
The moral of the story, don't marry a dog that gives you a library.
It's true, but to be honest, if a dog gave me a library, I'd probably marry them. I'm not saying I'd sleep with them, but I'd probably marry them.
Yeah. So the next one is her take on The Little Mermaid.
Oh,
specifically Ursula.
The Little Mermaid's my favorite.
I don't understand why people don't like Ursula. I agree that she is evil, but still, Ariel signed the contract. The crab wanted her, the gold piece wanted her, and also the sexy father wanted her. Ursula sang the poor, unfortunate soul, but still, she signed the contract. She did it for Pete and for Eric. He's not even cute.
They're in love.
Yeah, love. I don't care. He looks like a toothpaste.
Yeah. Ursula stole her voice and then tried to sabotage her.
I don't care because Ursula is a businesswoman and that's called interest. It's a spoiled brat apple.
She doesn't know any better, ma. She's only 16.
She doesn't know any better, but they allow her to marry Eric. She got the permission of her father. I saw them stab Ursula with a sheep.
Yeah.
It hurts me.
Yeah,
I feel it as if I'm Ursula. You know, we are only doing business.
You're business women, yeah.
Yeah, they cheated us. Moral of the story, Ursula is the victim.
Oh, I love how done with her daughter is. Just like, what the fuck?
Moral of the story, Ursula is the victim. Which, I mean, she has some very valid complaints. She did sign a contract,
but I feel like Ursula, knowing that Ariel is only 16 and fucking stupid, because 16-year-olds are stupid. I mean, I love 16-year-olds in that, like, they're learning all these interesting things about themselves and, like, finding interesting creative outlets. But at the same time, it's just like, I remember being 16 and thinking I knew everything. And I'm 36 now and going, I knew fucking nothing. I didn't know jack fucking shit.
Well, I guess it kind of is a cautionary tale about not listening to your parents when you're younger.
I mean, yeah.
Kind of.
Kind of.
So this next one, I can't really read the name of it, but it's just a funny video. And it's about when a mom decides to help her child with homework. So it's hilarious, very funny. Satire, obviously, because this obviously isn't his mother.
Obviously.
And he wouldn't be doing this homework just based on his age.
Jimmy has 2 apples. Listen, I'm not playing. 2 apples, and Emily gave him 2 more. Fix your face. Two more. How many does Jimmy have?
He has five.
You must want your ass electrocuted.
He has four. He has
you
four.
You best to get it right.
He has four apples.
Hurry up. Put it in there. Next question. If Michael has 16 oranges and his brother Alex came and took eight away, how many does he have? You gotta refuse to be stupid, you monkey nut. If I have what is 8 plus 8? So, if 8 plus 8 is 16, what is 16 minus 8?
8.
So why would you say 10?
8.
Put it in. Stop acting like you stupid. Boy, I swear to God.
A little bit, mainly because, you know, abuse.
Yeah.
Child abuse.
Excessive child abuse.
Yeah. But it was obviously satire. And I mean, it's not like child abuse obviously isn't funny. But when you think of how, like, he obviously knew the answers because he knew what 8 plus 8 was, it does get like helping someone do something when you know that they know what they're doing and they're just doing it wrong is very frustrating. I totally understand that.
Yeah.
But child abuse and abuse is not okay anyways. Okay. So this next one is from Rickster's Ballroom. Rixturs Ballroom. And it's kind of how I felt Tuesday or Wednesday waking up and wanted to do this to all Americans except for the last part.
Sorry.
So it's Betty Davis and she walks up and shakes the shit out of this woman. I don't remember what movie this was from, but she shakes the shit out of this woman and then pushes her down on the couch and then says, sorry. Like, she's not really sorry, but she needed to get it out of her system.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to do that to half of America, mainly white women and white men.
Mainly white women and white men. Yeah.
All right. So this next one is... It's from Johnny Rocket, but it's from the TV series What We Do in the Dark or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
So it's just a bunch of a few clips from that show.
Fantastic. I love this show.
May I approach the bitch?
What did you say?
I said, may I approach the bench?
Ah.
What did you think I said?
You really are the most devious bastard in New York City.
That's called London shoes. Now, if those shoes were really from London, they'd be covered in shit.
The way we talk in Tucson, Arizona.
Bikini
Arizona.
Must be a front for a brothel.
Excuse me. Hey, would you like a sample or are you
set? No, fuck off. Can't be sidetracked. Cheap sex potions.
Told you so.
You fucking didn't.
I'd agreed to meet the devil.
I was on the verge of a sexual climax.
This chap has the hair of a pedophile.
Am I devious? Yes, I think I am.
Time to get the fuck out of here. I'm as cold as a witch's tit. I don't give a fuck. He's my sweet cheese. My good time boy.
My good time boy.
She speaks the bullshit.
No, and I always wanted to try.
Coprophilia.
No. Pizza pie. Is it as wonderful as they say?
Coprophilia. So it was just a funny video that I watched. Okay. So this one for listeners isn't going to make sense, but right now this isn't for you guys. This is for me and Sarah. So this is a video that or a dance that went crazy. It was like earlier this year. I think we've both heard it or I've sent it to you a couple times. And it's from Steph STEPH _ who _.
Erfahrung war. Abracadabra. Ja, dieser Kuchen war geradezu bombastisch. Und die Nachfrage danach erstarkte drastisch. Barbara eröffnete noch im selben Jahr eine Bar und nannte sie Barbaras Rhabarbarbar. In der Stadt gab es auch ein paar Barbaren, die hatten von Barbaras Rhabarbarbar erfahren. Und da sie fortan jeden Tag bei Barbara waren, nannte man sie bald die Rhabarbarbarbaren.
And the funniest thing about this video is someone had commented, oh my gosh, you guys stole this from these two girls. And it's like, this is those two girls. This is them. This is their dance.
Oh my God. That's so funny.
Okay. This one is from Madge and Biscuit. So M-A-D-G-E and Biscuit. And biscuit is spelled B-I-S-K-E-T. So it's not how you actually spell biscuit. And it's just hilarious. There, I don't remember actually what they do, but I think they just do skits maybe. But it's just a funny video from them.
Alexa! Jesus was black!
Was he? He was, wasn't he?
Yes.
Middle Eastern country totally makes sense. No wonder why they're so fucking angry. I know! Not many people know that. That's crazy.
So a lot of their videos are of the one jumping up and screaming Alexa and asking for something, and then the other one reacting to it. So this was their reaction, and it was Jesus was black.
I mean, it's true.
A person of color. He was definitely a person of color from the Middle East.
No falsehoods were detected.
All right. So this one is from Sporked, which is an offshoot of Good Mythical Morning. They post a few TikTok videos, and this is of, I think her name is Erin or Robin, I can't remember which, but she's trying every wine from Aldi, and now she's kind of moving into the sweeter wines.
Okay.
So this is like part 4, I think, of her trying these wines, so she's a little sloshed at this point.
Love.
All right, we're doing fruit wines now. It is grape wine, but it's flavored with stuff. Sweet pineapple. They had to say sweet pineapple's already sweet. No. Sweet peach. Ooh, the peach ain't bad. Sweet mango. It's like a little sparkly. Mango's good. It's kind of muted. Sweet strawberry. Oh.
Strawberry wine.
It's raspberry. It's sparkly. I don't care at this point. Everything tastes the same. Are Bellini's peach?
Yes.
Ooh, I like this one better. Extra dry, sparkling. Wow. This tastes like a celebration. Burlwood, which is probably sounds like what I'm going to be doing in the toilet. Burl. I'm going to burl.
Obviously, she's already there.
She's already wasted.
So this next one is just how I feel about my coworker sometimes, and I think I've shared it to you, but it's from the original Shauna Marie. And it says,
Do you ever just look at your coworkers and think?
I'm surrounded by idiots.
Oftentimes.
I have done that numerous times.
Sometimes numerous times a day.
Yeah.
And sometimes numerous times in 1 hour.
Oof.
Yeah, it's rough sometimes.
Is this filmed in Indiana?
No, it's in Arizona, I think, or Arkansas. I can't remember. She says it in the video. So it says, fix these potholes. And it's just her. So SSG 2015.
Excuse me, Little Rock, Arkansas. I'ma need y'all to fix y'all potholes. This ain't no way in the world that pothole looked at my tires and said, have you ever been swallowed up? What? These potholes hurt. How dare you? And don't be putting that fake stuff on there. Fix it!
I think a lot of people can really relate to this woman's response to these potholes in Little Rock, Arkansas.
I think it actually reminds me of two different things. One, the first thing it reminds me of is when I was doing deliveries this one day, I didn't realize until too late that there was a bump in the road, and I hit it so hard, I hit my head.
Oh God.
Like I bounced up out of my seat like a cartoon and bonked my head. I went home after that delivery. I was like, you know what? I'm good.
There's this part in like a lot of the roads in Massachusetts. I don't know why they do this, but like the roads are fine. And then they have to do some work underneath or something like that. So they tear like a spot of the road up and they only fix that spot of the road. And it's not done very well. So when you drive over it, you basically almost get whiplash every freaking time you're driving on these roads. Jesus. And it's ridiculous. I hate it so much. Like, I hate it so much that I started driving 30 minutes out of my way to miss this road because it is so bad.
Jesus.
It's just, I don't know what their reasoning is behind the way that they fix these roads, but they will tear something up to fix like the drainage or something that's underneath the roads, which I totally understand that needs to be fixed. But then you want to fix the road back to where it was before,
right?
Not where if you're driving over it, you'll get freaking whiplash because it's crazy. Right.
But the second thing that reminds me of is this meme that is my favorite meme. And it's a picture of the Indianapolis racetrack. And it says the only paved road in Indiana without potholes. And it's so true.
Yeah, definitely. All right. So this next one, it says, when I write per my last email, what I actually mean is, and it's by the fuck boom underscore 94 DAFUQ boom. But it also has at Jojo Andres. And then at the bottom, it also says my therapist says. So there's a lot of people involved in this collaboration, apparently. So again, it says, when I write per my last email, what I actually mean is,
you stupid son of a bitch.
And I feel that a lot at work, too.
Yep.
Or when I'm responding to someone, oh my God, I'm responding to someone in a Teams message. So this week, I have a funny story real quick before we move on to the next one. This week, I got a Teams message. We had an audit going on at one of the sites that I support. And I got a Teams message that said James question and then had a screenshot. There was no question involved. There was no question. I said, what is the question?
Right.
You can't just send me a screenshot and assume I know what your question is,
right,
based on a screenshot. And she goes, oh, sorry. It was, why does this say this instead of trained? And I was like, then why wouldn't you just say that? Why wouldn't you say, James, question, put your question and then add the screenshot. Don't send me another message with your question.
Right.
I hate that. It drives me crazy.
I hate that, too. I'm not a mind reader.
So this next one is from Carolyn McQuiston. So sure. C-A-R-O-L-I-N-E. So it's probably Caroline. M-C-Q-U-I-S-T-I-N. And I can't remember if this is the one that talks about Hercule. Oh, it is. Hercule Dirkling. So POV, you live in a Scottish island and have been snowed in and Hercule Dirkling all week.
You guys should know that the Scottish have a word for laying around in bed after it's time to get up, and it's called hercule dirkling. I do be hercling and I do be dirkling, and once I've hercled my last dirkle,
I do be hercling and I do be dirkling.
I love that.
All right. I don't think this one has any actual words. It's just sound. But it says in it, replying with correct me if I'm wrong instead of Do the copper tops taste best? Alyssa, when you lick batteries, do you prefer Duracells? Yeah, it's just sound. Or it's just music. So it's just the guy standing, like sitting at his computer typing. And that's, I agree, same. It's like, sometimes I wonder how people breathe whenever I deal with them sometimes. I don't remember what this one is, but it's from underscore CTB79 underscore. But I saved it because it's apparently funny. And I keep bringing up the thing at the bottom. So hold on. Okay.
Good morning, fuckface. This is your daily fucking reminder that people suck and you're going to get pissed off today. Don't cuss nobody out. Don't fist fight. And don't fucking go to jail. Oh, and are you wearing pants? You got this, bitch. Good luck. Keep spreading the fuckery.
There you go, Sarah. That should be your like theme for 2025.
Spreading the fuckery.
Just spread the fuckery. Somebody responded, and I've seen some of these videos that are like, I'm going to have to put my butch voice on, or I'm going to have to, now that Donald Trump has been reelected again, I'm going to have to reduce the gay while I'm out in public. I'm like, no, fuck that. Make them see it. Be the gayest you've ever been.
Right.
Queer. Be here. Be queer. And make them like it. If they don't like it, they'll get over it.
I'm going to be extra queer for the next 4 years.
There we go.
Nobody can stop me.
So this is again from IMHO the show. And it says she got rejected.
I love your eyes tonight. I love your eyes tonight. You look so, the purple with the black. I'm sorry. Oh, that was a powerful reaction, and I'm really sorry about that.
That's okay.
Listen, consent is important.
You know what?
She said no, and you know what I said? Got it.
I didn't know what was happening. I thought we were going to hug. And then I saw your open mouth, and I thought, oh, God, you're going to smell my bad coffee breath.
Yeah, it's the coffee.
So, for context, they're going in for a hug, and Darby goes in for a kiss as well. And that was Alexis P. Bevel's reaction to the kiss. All right, so this next one, I can't remember what it is. Oh, it's a narrative about you and I's friendship. That's what this is. That's what I'll say.
The best friendships are between one person who the world sees as an asshole
Me.
And one person who the world sees as like the most lovely person of all time. And that is normally because the person who is an asshole is low-key actually kind of nice. And the person who is so lovey-dovey is actually low-key kind of an asshole.
Yeah, it's true.
Facts are facts, America. Facts are facts. All right, so this next one is from Natasha Chavy and Blatt. I don't really know. No, Natasha...
Vane Blatt.
There we go. So it's part of, I guess, one of her stand-up shows, I'm assuming.
Love her.
It's easy to love New York. You just got to change your perspective. For example, I used to hate taking the subway. I was like, this is an unreliable, inefficient mode of transportation. Until I realized what the subway actually is an incredibly affordable, year-round, haunted hayride. I mean, it functions just like a haunted hayride. Randomly, you'll find yourself stalled in pitch black darkness. Performers will lunge at you from every corner. You'll find yourself sitting in mysterious substance. You're like, what is this? Is this real blood or fake blood? It's cum. Real New York City cum, you know? So good stuff.
That's the good stuff.
Why would you taste it?
I don't fucking know.
Oh, so this one's funny. So it's from a podcast called Tony and Ryan, and the TikTok handle is Tony and Ryan Podcast.
Boys are so stupid!
He goes, yeah, I actually was playing games with a mate the other night. And he goes, oh, yeah, like such and such broke up. And I went, what? And he goes, yeah, 6 months ago. And I was like, what? What do boys talk about? And I went, oh, what happened? He goes, oh, I don't know, I didn't ask.
Yeah.
And I was like, what? And then he goes, yeah, so then XYZ happened, yada, yada. And I was like, no, okay. Yada, yada. The yada, yada is where the good shit is. I need the yada, yada. I live for the yada, yada. The yada, yada is the nectar of life. I need the yada, yada.
Tony,
why are you asking about the yada, yada?
It's true. It's true.
Boys are so stupid!
Give me the chisme. Oh, the tasty, tasty chisme.
It's like, I want the gossip. You have to understand. You're not listening to things just for you. You're listening to them so you can take them back to your significant other and tell them what happened.
Exactly.
It's not all about you.
It's not all about you. Oh, my God.
So this next one is from Game Changers Show. Game Changer Show. And it's... where there's like three comedians and they're given a prompt. And this is this one guy's prompt
and his response. Every time.
Brennan. Sauron.
Stop.
But it's Donald Trump.
This Trump. No.
Wait, does he have a Donald Trump?
This is one of my favorites. Meeple.
It's hilarious.
Tiny little freaks. Okay, they don't wear shoes. They're smoky crack, perhaps, in... They live in holes in the ground, people. Hey, you see a round door with a knob in the middle. Where does it go? To the side. How does the knob in the middle of the door open the door? Folks, we're going to have a beautiful all-black tower choke the world in smoke, okay? We're going to have Balrogs. Every orc in Mordor is going to have a Balrog protecting you, okay? And these people, and they say Denethor, by the way, people don't know this, not a real king of Gondor. Make
Arjun God great again!
Yes, we're going to make Middle Earth great again. Folks, listen, people don't understand. I'll tell you this right now. If you ever see Denethor, and I call him Little Tomato, because if you ever see this guy eat tomatoes, what a freak. What a freaky, freaky guy. We're going to have so much poison smoke. By the end, you're going to be the age of the orc. You're going to be tired of the age of the orc, okay? We have 9 Nazgul flying on their horses, drowned in a river. Very nasty elf man, Elrond. Very nasty elf made a river come to life with horses to drown. Who drowns a horse? Beautiful horse. These horses, expensive. Expensive, the most expensive horses you've ever seen. But I said, no problem.
Brennan, I think you could go on for forever. Holy shit.
So completely incoherent babble is what we have to look forward to for the next 4 years, starting January 20th.
You know.
I'm just going to stop watching the news. All right. So this next one is from Dr. Phil DePayne. Dr. Phil DePayne. I'm assuming that's probably not their actual name. And it says, when it's Friday and you got beef with a coworker. And it's a video. It's a clip from The Office.
Strike, scream, and run. All right, let's try it.
I just feel like doing that sometimes to some people I work with.
You know, just...
Sometimes maybe a smack to the back of the head will knock some sense into some people.
Yeah, sometimes all you need is a little gib slap. That's all you need. That's all you need.
All right, so this next one is, it's just a short video from, that's like, I can't remember if it's like old sayings or something like that, but or where they used to come from. It talks about what it is in the video, but it's from winnermindset.official.
The best comebacks ever. I don't have the time or the crayons to explain this to you. Somewhere out there, there's a tree working very hard to produce oxygen so that you can breathe. I think you should go and apologize for it. I'll never forget the first time we met. But I'll keep trying. Your family tree must be a cactus, because you're all a bunch of pricks. What doesn't kill you disappoints me. Remember when I asked for your opinion? Me neither. The people who tolerate you on a daily basis are the real heroes. Stupidity isn't a crime, so you're free to go. You are the human version of period cramps. You're the reason God created the middle finger. Someday you'll go far. I hope you stay there. Don't be ashamed of who you are. That's your parents' job. I understand everything you said. I'm choosing to ignore you. Everyone's entitled to act stupid once in a while, but you really abuse the privilege.
Yes.
Drop a yes if you love them. You may want to save this video for later and pass this to someone who needs it.
Basically all of that.
All of it. Oh, my God.
All right. So this next one is from another podcast that I really enjoy listening to. It's called I've Had It podcast. And it's just these two women that talk about things that they're kind of over at this point.
The people that bitch about drag queens and drag shows, they've never been. Because if you've been to a drag show or you've met a drag queen, you realize it's like the happiest place on earth.
Totally. Here's the deal.
A drag show says
far more about the drag queen haters
than
it does about drag queens. Because we're supposed to be a country that values the First Amendment and freedom. And part of that is freedom of expression. Any person should be able to express themselves in a democratic society freely and without judgment. Love who they want. Dress how they want,
right?
Lip sync to whatever they want. It doesn't fucking matter. I think anybody who has outspoken against drag queens is putting a red flag right there.
That they're fucked up.
1,000%.
Yep. And I will say, so the one thing that I kind of do a little bit disagree with is not being judged. I think people can judge them, but sometimes you need to keep your judgment and your opinions to yourself. Sometimes it's not appropriate to say your judgments or your opinions out loud, and don't, like, it's your opinion. Keep it to yourself. Other people don't have to hear your opinion. Everyone has an opinion. That doesn't mean yours is more pertinent or more correct than another person's.
Mm.
So this one is a video that was, I think it's from like 2023, early 2023, and it's called Five Anti-Racism Books You Should Read Instead of White Fragility.
Five anti-racism books you should read instead of white fragility. 1, Do Better, Spiritual Activism for Fighting and Healing from White Supremacy by Rachel Ricketts. This book is my jam. Anti-racism requires deep, constant, and painful self-interrogation, inner healing, and action. Ms. Ricketts breaks it all the way down on how to do this well. 2, The New Jim Crow, Mass Incarceration in the Age of Color Blindness by Michelle Alexander. This is the most in-depth and well-researched exploration of systemic racism in the criminal justice system I have ever read. If you have struggled to understand systemic racism, proof of its existence, and major impacts, this book is going to make it abundantly clear. 3, So You Want to Talk About Race by Ijeoma Oluo. This is an excellent introduction to all things race and racism, especially if you're a white person who's new to these concepts and you need help understanding why this stuff is so important. 4, White Rage, The Unspoken Truth of Our Racial Divide by Carol Anderson. This book is the reason why I don't use the phrase white fragility to describe white reactions to black equity and progress anymore. These reactions are not a frail passive sensitivity to be handled with delicate hands. It's a passionate anger, it's violence, it's active, it's destructive and targeted. This book illustrates why it's so important to know that. And 5, What If I Say the Wrong Thing? 25 Habits for Culturally Effective People by Brené Myers. This book is so practical and easy to apply when it comes to improving our ability to communicate effectively as anti-racists. It's super approachable and specific in ways that few books are that deal with inclusive communication. Remember that as we seek to advance racial equity and dismantle white supremacy, we must prioritize learning from the people most heavily impacted by those systems. That means that black, indigenous, and other people of color must be your primary teachers and sources for anti-racist education. What anti-racism books are y'all reading? Leave a comment and please let me know.
Nice.
So, and it was from Racial Equity Insights. And I think it's a good thing to realize is when you're reading books about racism, see who it's coming from. Because if it's from a white person, more than likely it's been whitewashed. Mm-hmm. To make white people feel more comfortable. So you're not getting the most relevant source, more than likely, because it's coming from a place of privilege.
Yeah.
So think about that when you're reading things.
Think about the fact that you are not supposed to feel comfortable.
Yeah.
Like you're not supposed to feel comfortable.
It's not comfort. Being comfortable doesn't get you places. That's why they always say get out of your comfort zone or step out of the box you're usually in to move on to something new. So this next one is from, I don't remember if it's from Trixie Mattel's TikTok, but it's at Trixie is the TikTok page.
I call them crispy R's. Once I was like, oh yeah, can I have a graham cracker? Can I have a Krispy Kreme? That's crunchy. That's great. I'm just a girl. When they say that, crispy, creamy.
Who says that? You.
Sarah Michelle Gellar does it. I think it's like a North Atlantic whatever thing.
A graham cracker?
No, they're like, so she's a really great girl. It's a creamy, crispy cracker. I'm telling you,
Heard of this before.
Now
in my
that
life.
I've said it, oh, you're going to hear it all the time.
Oh, no.
And my thing is when someone does it.
A creamy, crispy cracker?
Yes. When someone does it, I have to repeat it.
Oh my God.
A creamy crispy cracker.
Oh my God.
Oh, and it looks like we're going to move on to the last one in the videos that I've downloaded. And it's most recent and it's from at Koji, C-O-G-E-Y. I don't know if that's how you actually say it. And I think it makes sense.
Welcome back to Your Veggies, My Choice. Today we are going to be learning about all the different ways to chop, mince, and sever these beautiful veggies my friend Dawn brought over. See, we've got a little fat one, a bent one, and a long and shockingly thin one. Now there are so many different methods to chop, chop, chop. But the most important part of all the methods is to make sure you hold your veggies right at the base so that they don't try to squirm and get away from you. You also want to make sure that your knives are sharp, because as we all know, sometimes you don't have a lot of time to finish the job. Before your family comes home, that is. And sometimes if I'm in a real hurry, I'll even use special tools to get things done. All right, now real quick, we're going to cut to a commercial break, but definitely come right back because I am going to show you my favorite way to really smash some potatoes.
So obviously... That is a euphemism of cutting off genitals, male genital specifically. Typical male genitals specifically. So fun videos. That was the last one, like I said. So that was it. That was all I had to share.
What are you doing this weekend?
I'm not really doing much. Actually, that's not true. I'm finishing up. So I have the project that I don't know if we talked about it. So for those of you that are listening, we didn't post a video last week or a podcast last week. That's because I had just come back from traveling to Costa Rica. Mm-hmm. And apparently I get it under my belt that I wanted to do a butcher board countertop over our existing garbage stovetop. Mm-hmm. So I bought the butcher board, and what I've done is I have attached two pieces of wood to the bottom of it so that it stands on top of the stovetop, like above the stovetop. So if it's not resting on it, but also because the way that our stovetop works, it has those knobs and then the like coils. And what I've done is removed all the knobs and all the coils so that if it actually accidentally does get turned on, it doesn't like heat. So what I've done is put the boards on the bottom, and now I'm sealing the top of it. And I bought two of the what are they called? They're like, what is it called? They're little hot plates, but they're specifically, they only turn on when you have I can just look it up. When you have a pan on it. So it only heats up when there is a pan present. I bought two of them so that we can use, like, if we just need to use one of them, it's there. But then when we don't need to use them, we can put them away. So it's just countertop.
Love that.
Induction cooktop. So those are cooktops that are they're made to only work when a pan is on it.
Okay.
So I'm waiting for it's probably ready to go now, but the first coat of the oil that you put on the raw butcher block, I've put the first coat on. Now I was waiting for it to dry. So I'm going to go put the second coat on, and I need to run down to the storage room or the package room to pick up the delivery for the two cooktops.
Nice.
And that's pretty much all I'm doing today. Tomorrow, Ryan and I are probably going to go to lunch at this place. It's called Green in the Square or Green in something. We went to one that was kind of a little further away, but they just put one in North Attleboro, which is where we like go to Target and stuff. So mm-hmm. We're going to go to it for lunch tomorrow. And then I don't know what else we're going to do tomorrow. What about you? What are you doing this weekend?
I am watching the Bobercino this weekend because Nick and Horace are at the Ren Fair in Houston. So I'm just chilling. I have the first of my last three shifts at LBJ tomorrow. I'm very sad. But I also recognize I cannot work 6 days a week and survive.
How is the other job going?
It's going well. I took what they call an exit exam, but it's not actually an exit exam. It's like a little test to see how I'm doing at the end of my training.
Yeah.
And I apparently scored a lot higher than most people do. So I guess I'm doing really well.
That's good.
And then this Monday is going to be my first like day on my own. Like my first day is outside of training.
That's exciting.
So I'm nervous.
Not usually divine. You'll do fine.
I mean, yeah, but I'm still nervous.
So before we call it a podcast, I want to tell you the story about what Ryan was telling me last night.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So we were laying in bed, and he was like, did I ever tell you the story about when we went on a field trip to Patoka Lake, which is a lake right next to or really close to French Lick? And I said no. So then he went through it, and he was like, so we were on a tour, and I thought I owned the tour and this info center that we were in, because this woman was giving us information. She was telling us this stuff, and it was all stuff that I already knew. And there was this one spot where she was talking about where it was just like a rock path, and people used to call it the Nereids, is what my grandparents used to call it. So I spoke up and I said, "Oh yeah, that's the Nereids." And he was like really proud of himself, saying that that's what it was called. And she goes, "Well, actually, it's called the Narrows, but there are a lot of older people that do in the area that do refer to it as the Nereids, because like that's apparently a Southern way of saying Narrows."
Yeah.
But he was like, "I thought I owned that because I knew everything that the person was talking about, and I was going to put in something that she didn't know." And I was like, "So basically what you did was look at her and be like, 'Look, Brenda, you can take your cigarette break. I got this.'" And then found out, "Oh, you were wrong, sir." He looked at her. I was like, "You looked at her and was like, 'Move, I'm gay. I got this.'" And he was like, "Yeah, basically, I was just kind of like, I know what I'm saying." And then I found out, "Oh, wait, yeah, maybe I don't know what I'm saying." And then the other thing I wanted to talk about is kind of a serious note, more serious note than what we were talking or what we've been talking about. I just got an email today from, it's a place called Point of Pride. Have you heard about it? Have you heard of it? So it's an organization that helps. I think they worked with like, what was her name? What is her name? The trans handyman. I don't remember what her name is.
Oh, Mercury Stardust.
Mercury Stardust. Yes. So they, I donated to them last year when they were doing their, live stream. So I get random videos from them. And or random emails from them. So this one was about kind of like a quick email about like how people are feeling recently. And it had a few links in it that are like how you can help trans people that are feeling kind of negative about it. So this is the message. It says, "Friends, when I wrote this the morning after the election, I encouraged all of us to take a moment to feel what we needed to feel, to process and honor the difficult emotions so many of us were experiencing. Since then, I've been moved by the outpouring of responses from so many of you who are feeling scared, hurt, worried, and angry, but who also want to put that energy into action that supports one another. So what does building community and showing up for one another look like in practice? Here are a few ways you can make a difference right now." And the first one it says is donate. Every contribution helps, no matter the amount. Your support fuels changing, life-changing programs that our community depends on. And then it has a link to donate money, which I always hate when people send that stuff and they don't send anything else. So I like that they've done more than just send a link asking for money, because not everyone can give money. And it's like, how else can we help? But they've gone on to include three other options. The other one is write letters to trans people. A handwritten message of support is a powerful reminder to get to the person on the other end that they are valid and valued. And there's a link that I'm going to put in the description of the podcast where you can go in, and it gives you some like starter like things, one on like what to do. There are a couple of PDFs that you can download to print off and then write your letter, and then you can send it in. So you mail it into Point of Pride, and there's a PO box that's included. So I'm gonna include the link in the podcast, the description of the podcast, for anyone that would like to do that. The other one is host a fundraiser or community event. Whether it's on social media or with your local community, gathering support amplifies our mission and impact. And then there's a link to that takes you to more information on hosting a fundraiser in your community or on social media. And then the last one is volunteer as community grant making fellow. Our annual trans surgery fund application is currently open, and we need volunteers to help keep our grant making process equitable and timely. This virtual flexible role only requires a few hours of your time and is a meaningful way to lift up those seeking essential gender affirming care. And then there's a link to sign up to apply, a person that reads these grants and then includes like their their thought on whether it should be someone that receives money or not. And then at the end, he sums it up with, thank you for being here, for stepping up, and for holding on to hope, not as something passive, but as a commitment to building the world we know is possible. And it's from Jeff Main, he, him, executive director and co-founder of Point of Pride. So I just thought I would share that on the podcast this week, because there's a lot of negativity, and especially with the upcoming new administration, we don't know what's going to happen. So having a understanding or an ability to help where you can, or help someone that is going through or trying, really confused or scared about what's happening, what's going to happen, especially with transgender rights. And just because they start with transgender rights doesn't mean that they won't move into other LGBTQ plus areas like gay marriage, marriage equality, and all that. So keep in mind there are ways that you can get involved without just giving money. So seek those up over the next couple of next few podcasts. We'll probably include a few links like this and discuss some stuff where you can get involved without having to give money.
Yes.
So again, I will share those in the podcast description, and we will hopefully, I'm going to look into doing like writing letters and stuff, because November is, I think it's Trans People Awareness Month. Is that what it is?
It might be.
Yeah, Transgender Awareness Month is November. And we are currently in November 9th. So other than that, Sarah, have a great weekend.
You too.
Have fun with Bobercino.
I will.
And do something for your mental health, everybody.
Yep. Do the best that you can.
Watch some funny TikToks. Laugh with a friend.
Remember that their goal is to make you go away, and you can't. You have to stay here to spite them, because you deserve to be here just as much as they do.
Yeah. And my thing, my thought process, and I know it's hard to look at it like this, but this is my thought process, is whatever they do in 4 years can always be undone afterwards.
But you cannot be brought back.
Yeah.
So
I'm going to go through my scripted close, and then we will say goodbye. All right. Well, thank you for listening to this week's episode of Now About That with James and Sarah. If you liked it, please give us a like, a comment, and don't forget to follow or subscribe. If you would, please leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listened, as this will help get the podcast out to more people and help us grow. Feel free to follow us on social media. Our handle everywhere is at Now About That Pods. If we don't come up in the search, then we're not on that platform. If there is a specific topic you would like us to discuss on the podcast, feel free to email us at nowaboutthatpod@gmail.com. Visit our website, www.nowaboutthatproductions.com, or you can leave us a voicemail or send us a text message with anything you would like us to discuss on the podcast. Our phone number is 765-557-4170. Thanks again for listening, and we hope you have a great week, since this will be coming out on a Monday. And Sarah, have a great weekend.
You too.
Bye, everybody.